Shelly and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OA, CA, GA, PA, SLA, SLAA, CR, RR, MM, Al-Anon, Narcanon, Co-Anon, Beavis and Butthead. I don't know where that came from. We don't speak for any of these guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves. Cornholio. No, don't get me started. That could go for a long time.
Welcome.
See, man, yeah. See, I was just about to go there again. I was about to do Beavis. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with
Shelly
and Mark.
Sweet. The creature
is back.
Yes, I just heard him back there.
Everybody asked me about the creature now.
I know,
because the first show that it went up on was
up the other day.
Was up. Yeah, well, now it will have been up about a week or two ago, but I think it's a possum.
I think it's a possum, too, because it's obviously only one of them.
And it's not small, whatever it is, but
no.
It's not that big. But
it's a baby opossum.
It's smaller. Well, we've had a baby possum here before because I saw one once, and it was small, smaller than Bob the dog, which is pretty small, but it had big, hairy teeth.
Hairy teeth, really?
You know, it's really something. Teeth. Out in my backyard, I had one once. And when you hit an opossum with a flashlight and it's surrounded by darkness,
yeah, they will just freeze.
Those eyes look like the freaking devil.
When I lived up in Oregon,
they are fire red.
Possums are clearly one of the dumbest animals out there.
They are.
Because they would, like, walk out in the middle of the road and stand there and get hit by cars. I mean, it was, like, ridiculous how many times these possums... I mean, there were just carcasses all over the road. And I'm like, really? They'd walk straight out there and a car would be coming and they'd, like, play dead in the middle of the street.
Squish.
You know, it's like a dog. A dog runs. A squirrel runs. A cat runs.
Possum
the
plays
possum
dead.
Stands right there and looks at the tire coming
out. The possum plays what it's about to become.
Yeah. Dead.
Yeah. Let me get a preview of what this is going to be like.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
It's awesome. Well.
Well,
it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Come on, Shelly, hurry up.
You're on my cord. You're on my cord. How am I supposed to hurry up when you're on my cord?
You're on my pecs. Get off my pecs.
Now that I am in the seat of power. Okay.
Shout out to everybody who gets shout outs.
Let's
do the news.
Everybody that we shouted out on the last show. You know who you are. In Sweet Springs, Missouri, a mother is in trouble. Her name is Michelle, 32-year-old Michelle Cheatham. She was charged with possession and child endangerment because she got in trouble when her 6-year-old son took her crack pipe and her bag of meth to school for show and tell.
Well, wait.
What?
Wait.
What?
Her crack pipe?
Uh-huh.
And her bag of meth.
That's what it says in the story.
Okay.
I'm reading directly from the story. It says crack pipe and bag of meth.
Yeah, so get the feelings being shared, not the actual terminology.
Yeah, you know what, though?
It's like a meeting. Just relate to the feelings.
It's already messed up for me.
Just relate to the feelings being shared.
It's already messed up for me.
Kid showed up with pipe and meth.
Yeah.
Said,
yeah, that's better.
This always makes my mommy feel better at night, but then she doesn't come out of her room.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? See, this is what lets me know how lame news organizations are.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what this is, but whenever mommy smokes it, we have to be really quiet. She's always going, shh.
Yeah.
Well, what's
not
really
Matt,
sad,
though, usually.
What's really sad is that the kids were actually asked to bring in pictures of their family for show and tell. And this is what the kid, his first impulse was to bring. That's sad. The woman says that her drug...
So who's the kid living with now?
It's being cared for by relatives. The boy is. The mother says that her drug activity began after her husband died in a car accident 7 months ago.
His husband died in a car accident because he was on meth!
Probably.
When my niece was in third or fourth grade, I had been over at their house and I had been sitting with my brother-in-law and we were smoking a cigar. And they asked the kids to draw pictures of people in their family. And she drew a picture of me with a cigar in hand. And she brought it in. She brought it in for show and tell during Dare Week. And it looked like I was smoking a joint.
Nice. Geez.
We've got a Charlie Sheen story.
Awesome.
Charlie Sheen and Two and a Half Men creator Chuck Lorre have reached an agreement.
Yeah, like $100 million.
No.
25.
No.
What?
They reached a settlement over his $100 million lawsuit. That's how much he was asking for. Mm-hmm. What he got, they believe, although it has not actually been divulged, but they believe that he got $25 million.
How did it not get divulged if the first thing Mark said was $25
million? I thought he said 35.
I said 25.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you said 35.
And apparently the thing there said $25 million as well, right?
I know people.
I always love that. It hasn't been divulged yet, but we believe it's been $25 million.
That's
somebody
the,
divulged it to somebody, or you wouldn't believe anything.
Yes, that's true. Okay, let's see. Oh, the other part of the story in the Charlie Sheen thing is that he said that of his behavior during that whole fracas, he said that there were portions of it that I might have amended a little bit. You think?
When I watched the Charlie Sheen thing on Comedy Central,
the roast.
At the end of what he said, though, he said something about mellowing out on coke or something. I can't remember what he said, but it struck me because it was very much like he was going to quit doing it at least for a while. Almost like the guys who are doing the new show said, "Hey, you can do the show, but you can't be getting blazed on coke while you're doing it."
Let's see, in Kansas.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah.
Well, this guy is, and he's in jail in Kansas.
Ooh.
Juan Aguirre.
Aguirre?
Aguirre.
How do you spell it?
A-G-U-I-R-R-E.
Aguirre.
Wow.
Aguirre, really?
Aguirre.
No. You think so?
A-G-U-I-R-R-E.
Uh-huh.
Aguirre.
Oh. Okay. Either way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Aguirre. I think if it's Jose, it's probably Aguirre.
It's Aguirre.
Okay, at any rate.
It's not Mark McGuire.
No, it's Aguirre.
Yeah.
Are we ready for the story now?
I don't know.
We don't care about the story anymore.
Yeah, no, it's more than Aguirre.
Okay, this is a remarkably botched and completely embarrassing robbery. He broke into a sex shop and stole 6 X-rated movies. He thought he was getting away with it. Unfortunately, the movies were empty. So he stole 6 empty DVD cases.
6 cases.
However, because it was a breaking and entering, and he did intend to steal 6 DVDs, he is in jail in lieu of $6,000 bond for breaking and entering and theft and, you know, all of the usual suspects.
Breaking and entering.
And he didn't even get the videos.
Don't you know you got to spank the monkey?
Don't you know you got to spank the monkey?
Part of his problem with not being able to get away was that he was riding his bicycle and he had a big backpack on. So, you know, they kind of knew who it was.
He was easy to spot. We were talking about guys that don't pull up their pants. It's an awesome video on YouTube. This guy goes in to steal a bunch of beer.
I've seen it, yeah.
He comes running out and the pants fall down and the beer goes everywhere.
Yeah.
The Charter Oak Unified School District is in the news.
That's
get out of town. They're like right
that's
here.
That's hometown stuff.
Yeah. Well, they're kind of in a bit of a pickle because they've fired the assistant water polo coach because a parent complained about his pictures on Facebook. Now, he is gay, and the district claims they're not firing him because he's gay. The district claims that they fired him because of inappropriate photos. Now, the photos actually were a picture of him at a Mardi Gras type event in Las Vegas.
Is he scantily dressed?
No, he was normally dressed. He was standing between two of the, you know, dancers. They're not
that
strippers.
Are scantily dressed?
Yeah, they're scantily dressed.
That's probably inappropriate for a teacher.
Why? You can't go to Vegas and stand between two exotic dancers?
Now, my question for you.
I think you could, but do you have friends? Like, are any of your students your friend on Facebook?
No, that wasn't the thing. It wasn't. None of the students could see it. It was another parent who got in through a friends of a friend thing.
You have dancers who are carnival.
Yeah, carnival clad, type. Yeah.
And so they're wearing more than if you had a team photo taken of your water polo players in their Speedos.
Yes. They are actually wearing more acreage of fabric. And if you count all those feathers.
Lots of feathers.
And the other picture was of him at the county fair eating a corn dog.
Okay.
Did he have his hand on the back of his head?
No. Wait, Shelly.
What?
There's more to that picture. How is he eating the corn dog?
Well, actually, I heard a story about it on the radio.
Did you see the picture?
I haven't seen the picture.
I'll bet
but
the picture
I heard,
is
I heard
something
a story.
Like he's got his tongue hanging out.
No, it wasn't. I heard a story. Actually, I read this story, and I also heard a story on KNX on the radio.
Okay.
And they have actually seen the picture. And they said, it's a picture of a guy sitting on a picnic bench eating a flipping corn dog. It's not, there's nothing sexual about it. He's eating a corn dog. But because he's gay, this parent thinks that that's inappropriate.
Do you guys know anybody that lives in the Charter Oak District?
Probably.
Yeah.
Do you guys live in the Charter Oak District?
No.
We don't.
We're in Covina.
We have friends that do.
I would have them complain.
Oh, there are tons of parents are coming out in support of this guy, but the district claims they will not hire him back because he's not tenured yet. So he's suing.
Wow.
Okay, let's see.
I have a friend that had like five kids and still has a kid in that school district.
I used to know the guy that ran the Charter Oak District, but he moved on.
If you are in Lima, Peru, which
you're getting really high.
Yeah, you're getting really good cocaine.
Well, or...
Or...
You can go to a fresh juice bar, and you can get frog juice.
That doesn't sound nearly as fun. No. Getting what?
Well, if you were listening, you would have heard that.
Bra juice?
Frog juice.
Oh, frog juice.
Fresh frog juice. And I saw the video of how they make the frog juice. And it is a frog in a blender.
Why?
Zer.
Frog juice.
It is a frog in a blender. And then they mix it up with juice.
That sounds disgusting.
Whoa.
And people say there's all kinds of health benefits to it. You know, that frog juice is really rejuvenating. And I'm like, that's really, really disgusting. And their little leggies, when they put them in the blender, their little leggies are going, wow, 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 wow. And then they drop it. Oh, it was just disgusting.
You
oh,
watched
my gosh. Yeah, I watched the video of them making frog juice.
Were they frogs alive when they put them in?
Yes.
Oh.
They pull the frogs out of this little container that has like water in the bottom, and their little leggies and their little bellies are hanging out and everything, and their little arms are, oh, help me, help me. And then, me.
Wow. Well,
it's black and white and red and white and black and red and red.
A frog in a blender?
Dead baby in a blender.
Oh, no, not dead baby jokes. Okay, here's one that is an event we missed. And we're probably sorry we did. In Salt Lake City, Utah, thousands of people stripped to their underwear and ran through Salt Lake City to protest what they called the uptight laws of Utah.
I was there.
You were there?
I was there.
At the undie run?
I was there. I was the guy in the flowered thong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
You can find me in the picture. It's like, where's Waldo?
It's called the Undie Run, and it was done to organize. It organized people that were frustrated by the conservative nature of the state's politics. Nudity, actual nudity, was prohibited. You had to actually be wearing, you know, underwears and bras and stuff. You could wear all kinds of under type clothing, but you had to be wearing underwear.
Or you get arrested.
They estimate
the conservative laws.
Yeah, exactly. They estimated
what
3,000.
Kind of protest is that?
They estimated that 3,000 people participated in the protest.
Yeah, okay. what kind of protest is that? Let's make sure we don't go too far.
Yeah, so 3,000 people protested the conservative laws of Utah, a state with a population of millions. 3,000 people showed up to protest.
You know, I don't really care what they're protesting. I saw the picture, and I would have liked to see them all running past
you
in
their
underwear.
You know what I would be willing to bet? I would be, and I could be wrong about this. I'm sure someone will call and let me know. I'll bet the population of Utah is not millions, because the population of Oregon is about 2 million, and like two-thirds of those are in Portland. Salt Lake City, I think, is only like 700,000 or 800,000, and then the rest of the state
Ogden.
Is all really small towns.
Ogden.
Yeah, but how big is Ogden? Ogden's like probably the size of West Covina.
Got about 400,000 to 500,000 around Ogden.
Oh, really? Because like Salem, Oregon, third biggest city in the street, same population as West Covina. But up there it seems huge because all the towns around there are like 5,000, 8,000. So 90,000 seems big.
Okay.
It's like Boise. Boise about the size of Pasadena.
Love Boise.
In Livingston, Michigan, police in Michigan said one of the three men accused of stealing a 14-foot stuffed alligator has pleaded guilty.
Sweet. And this, this is a follow-up, right?
Yes, the others have pleaded no contest.
No lo contendere.
And it doesn't say what their BACs were, but they were all intoxicated at the time of their arrests. Now,
why would you think that? I mean, they stole a stuffed alligator.
In both stories, the story that we had a couple months ago when they first got arrested, and this story, it doesn't tell us why they took the alligator.
Because it was there.
I know, but usually drunk people, when they get an idea, they got a great idea, and there's a reason why they do something. They think it's a great idea. We think it's a stupid idea, but they think it's a great idea. So what was the
stuffed alligator is a great idea.
My father went to a rodeo in Chino one time and thought it was a great idea to buy two donkeys. Loaded them in the back of a pickup truck. There was tequila involved. Loaded them in the back of a pickup truck and started driving through downtown Ontario at 1 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden realized that it wasn't a good idea to buy the donkeys. So he let them go on Euclid Avenue at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. What happened to the donkeys?
They made the papers.
I'll bet they did.
I hope somebody took care of them.
Yeah, they were found running around loose on Euclid Avenue.
My uncle had a donkey that had come from Knott's Berry Farm. That used to be in one of the old rides at Knott's Berry Farm. Yeah. And that donkey lived out the remainder. Harriet lived out the remainder of her days on a nice little plot of land.
Yeah.
Up in
donkeys
up in Northern
are cool.
California.
Okay.
I tried to ride Harriet once.
Harriet didn't like that.
Yeah, Harriet didn't want to be ridden.
Last story in Los Angeles.
Just a hop, skip, and a jump.
The wife of Mexico's most wanted drug lord has given birth to twin girls in northern Los Angeles County.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Emma Coronel, a 22-year-old wife of Joaquin Guzman, crossed the border in July and delivered her daughters August 15th.
Are they citizens?
Yes.
I would guess so. They were born here. She, however, went back to Mexico after their birth. It doesn't say whether the babies went with her. This guy, this Guzman guy, was actually made Forbes' top 75 list of most influential people in the world.
Absolutely.
Because of the power that he holds in Mexico as a drug lord. I mean, the stuff that this guy can do is apparently quite startling.
Why don't we just pop a cap in his ass?
Good luck with that.
SEAL Team 7.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, really. He has a $5 million bounty on his head.
You know what the problem
Mark,
is?
Let's go get it.
You know what the problem is? He supports. He supports the entire state that he lives in.
Yeah, you know what the problem with that is? He'll pay someone $10 million to make sure no one makes the five.
Yeah, you know what the other problem is? He's got 9 people that are dressed to look just like him.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't do anything to her when she was in the States because she was here. She had a passport and everything, and she hasn't. There's no charges against her, so they.
No conspiracy or anything?
No.
That's weird, because if I'm even in a place where dope shows up in the United States, I can get conspiracy.
Yeah.
Even if it's not mine.
What does this little dance here mean?
Oh, that it's the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House Aware Program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located within walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or www.new-way-foundation.com. Helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Yeah. Baby.
Yeah, baby, yeah. So.
Yes.
Shelley. Shelley was talking about, in between shows, a little discussion she's having with the... someone with some time online.
Yes, he's doing the whole big book guru thing.
Hey, how do you mean?
Oh, he made me so mad. Well,
no, but you mean, how do you mean he's playing the whole big book guru thing? Is he letting everyone know how much time he has
he
and how that
posted,
makes him superior?
Yeah, well, that's part of it. He keeps repeating that whole, in my 31 years of AA experience and my knowledge of the big book. And he keeps going on and on. And he keeps phrasing it that way, my 31 years of experience. So I'm thinking maybe he's got 10 days, you know, because that whole, he doesn't actually say he's been sober that long.
My 31 years. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We knew a guy that did that once.
Yeah. He doesn't actually say, I've been sober 31 years.
Yeah,
he says,
20
my 31
years of program
experience. Right.
Look, mofo.
Broken up into 24 segments, but, you know. At any rate, he posted in one of my online discussion groups this gigantically huge long rant about how people who take properly prescribed, even if they're properly prescribed medications from a doctor in AA, are not, then they haven't worked the steps thoroughly. They will not have a spiritual experience. They will not stay sober. If they, and he even said, if they're even sober now.
He doesn't read the big book as much as he thinks he does.
Oh, and then he went off. Part of his tirade was that talking about how all the people that talk about the part in the big book that says where we should listen to doctors, that people always talk about that, and it's just one line in the big book, but there are many, many other parts that talk about how we don't need that. I'm like, what parts are you talking about? And he's one of those guys that uses, you know, when he makes an argument and he uses parts of the big book to support it, he will use one snippet or phrase taken out of context to support his argument, and then... you know, discount everyone else's.
You want me to go in there and slap
evidence.
Them down?
Well, you had the opportunity to. The thread is too old now. Nobody's posting to it, so.
Which should tell you a lot.
Well, the thread went on. It's like 175 yeah. posts. I mean, it went on forever.
Yeah.
And three of them were me telling him he was full of shit. Well, basically.
One of my favorite lines I ever heard, I had a sponsee in treatment, and I was at the treatment and recovery center, and the counselor was talking, and he was asking some questions, and one of the guys in recovery who had all of, you know, 18 days or so, was talking about something, and as he was talking about it, he quoted the big book, and the counselor looked and goes, son of a bitch, we got us another big book guru.
Wow.
The big book guru.
You know, it's funny, because I have read the big book of AA many, many, many times. Matter of fact, it's really strange now, because I can be sitting there not really paying attention to the book and listening to what someone's saying and know what's coming up lots of times. Like, I'll get, like, the next line, like, almost right almost every time. But that doesn't make you know anything in particular. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, okay, I've read the Big Book a zillion times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do I have a knowledge of what it says in it? Yeah, is that guy off his freaking rocker? Yeah, he is. I mean,
oh yeah, he had people telling him that he was the kind of people that they warned their sponsees about.
Oh no, you know what? I would too. I mean, we've all seen those kind of people. You know, I've seen people that have professed. I knew a gal. She ended up passing away with like 52 years sober. You know, or she told a person in the program. Well, let me put it this way. She was known for telling people that they didn't need, you know, like if you were on any kind of psych meds that you didn't need them. If you were on any antidepressants or anything that you didn't need it, you could just work through that stuff with the program.
You know what,
and
though?
People would end up being found in their apartments with, you know, their arms slashed or something because she told them to quit taking their antidepressants, and then they almost killed themselves.
You know what, though? Most people who are on psych meds or antidepressants, they don't need them. You know who needs them?
Their sponsors?
People around them need them to take them.
Yeah.
If they're by themselves, I don't think they care that much.
Some of them would.
Yeah.
Well, this guy was a gem. He was even against antibiotics. They can make you tired.
He needs to go to NA and be a purist.
Yeah, he's against antibiotics because they make you tired. And his firm belief, is that we should use. It tells us in the big book that we have. God gave us brains to use, and we should use those brains to find the right foods that will solve the imbalances in our bodies.
It doesn't.
I don't
say
remember that part in there.
No. Just the part about God gave us brains to use.
Okay.
Yeah.
His part was.
Yeah.
We should find the right foods to solve the imbalances in our bodies. And I posted back to him, and I said, "I will pray for you, and I sincerely hope you never get any kind of an ailment that requires medical care, because your ego is so huge you would rather die than use the brain God gave you."
Oh, well, you know what? Hey, no great loss.
Do you know what the best thing is to take to fight infection in your body? To boil and drink your own piss. Just a suggestion for him.
Nice.
No, again, he'd probably do it. Yeah. I mean, he was just completely out there.
He'd do it and we'd enjoy it.
Yep.
Now, the scary part about it is most of the people in the group were like, "You are so full of crap," and there was one guy that went line by line through everything he said and totally discounted it using the Big Book.
That would have been me.
But then there were those three or four people that chimed in, "Oh, I totally agree with you, man." I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Those are people that want to be a part of someone with more time than them.
Post-nasal drip, cut a clove of garlic in half and shove half a clove of garlic up each nostril. So, drink your piss, shove garlic up your... You know what? Pass the amoxicillin. I'm just saying.
You know what I think? You know what I heard is really good? Really good? And I can't remember. It's not a habanero. It's like way more than that. It's some Chinese...
Oh, yeah.
With scotch bonnet?
No, the chili pepper.
Yeah.
Ghost pepper.
Oh, that one.
That really, really hot one. I heard that if you dice that up and you rub the edges of, like, you dice it up, you put it in some food, but before you put in some food, you, like, you have to stir it up with your finger a little and then rub your eye real hard. I heard that works really good.
For what?
For that guy.
Yourself bleeding eyes?
For that guy.
Yeah.
I think he should do that. It would help cleanse him.
Yeah, in case of gonorrhea, you just dice it up and insert it inside. Try that.
Yeah.
Ow. Ew.
There was something on the Food Network last night, and I don't know what they were eating, but they were at some place, and this guy made some kind of super hot sauce to go on these burgers. And this one guy sits down, and he goes, "I am 100% for sure I'm going to be able to eat this thing in 10 minutes." And you can't leave the table or any. He was the only guy that finished.
Yeah. Why would you want to?
These people are sweating.
Why would you want to? That just isn't fun.
I don't think so. It's like the man versus food. It's not fun.
Our friend Richard, who came and spoke at our meeting a while back ago, talked about people like that who have this great knowledge of the book, and therefore not only do they know the book, but they know everything there is to know about not only their program, but your program.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I hate that.
And he says, a guy came up to me and said, "I know what you should do." He goes, I looked at him and said, "I do too. I should get the hell away from you."
Perfect.
You know, there's your answer.
Well, you know what? There's always... It's funny because when people ask me questions like about the program,
mm-hmm.
I never tell people what they should do. What I usually start off with what I did for me, and this might work for you and it might not. You know, what I would say is, you know, keep asking people until what worked for them works for you as well. Because, I mean, I like I said, you know, I go to a big book study every week. I read the book five times every year. You know, I've been going to that meeting for longer than I've been. So I've probably been going to that meeting for 27, 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read the book, God, I don't know. I mean, it's got to be.
What's five times 27?
Yeah, but I also read it more than that because when I was at other places, like when I was at Impact, mm-hmm. I read the book a couple times while I was in there. I mean, I probably read it 140 times.
Mm-hmm.
And. Man, it just doesn't qualify you to know anything in particular. You know what? It's a great book. I learned a lot from it. I know a lot about program. But since now, when did program become, I'm going to determine what meds people should be on. Like, since when did reading the big book make me a psychiatrist?
Now, how many times have you read the whole big book?
I've read the first 164 pages. At first, I read the personal stories more than I read. I only read the big book at the big book study. When I first got sober, my sponsor used to make me read personal stories.
Yeah.
But overall, I've read them less, except for a couple of them.
Yeah, I've read them.
Because page 449, I've read that a zillion times.
That's right. By the way, we are version 3 people with the big book. That's why when we quote pages, those are the pages we mean.
The what?
We're version edition 3.
Edition 3.
Oh, yeah.
Third edition.
Yeah, 449 or 419, depending on
417.
417.
But 449.
See, Emma.
No, my sponsor made me read the some of the stories in the back of the book, but it was more of a, you know how when you have a really newcomer and they call you and they're all in a flurry and the first thing you say, hey, read the doctor's opinion and then call me back.
Yeah.
Because it calms them down and gets them focused on the book. And after, you know, having read the doctor's opinion several times, she started getting me read some of the personal stories because it did the same exact thing. It would calm me down, and then I'd call her right back. But I've only read, like, maybe four or five of them. I mostly only read the first 164 pages plus the spiritual experience appendix.
Mm-hmm.
Appendix 2, that would be. I've read that, actually, many, many times as well.
Which we never read in our book study. We probably should.
Well, the thing is, there's actually a footnote that tells you to go read it.
I have heard that there is a new appendix perhaps being added to the back of the big book for the next edition. And there's a big argument going on about it right now. I just heard about this last night.
What's it about?
That they want to add in a couple paragraphs about when it refers to spiritual advisor in the big book, they mean your sponsor. If you don't have a sponsor and you're using something different as a spiritual advisor, you're doing it wrong.
Really?
Really.
Because I never took it to be that.
Big battle going on right now.
I always thought that meant, for instance, and I'm being real specific here, which is probably off, but I always thought if I'm a Catholic...
It'd be your priest.
It would be your priest.
Yeah.
Because I've always thought that.
It'd be your rabbi.
I've always thought that.
Wow, I would have to actually disagree with them putting that in there like that.
A lot of people do. And a lot of people
do. Wow. Because that's giving a sponsor a lot of power.
Yeah, it is.
Whoa, I would have to back off from that. I would have to take a few steps backwards. Yeah.
So, just
I don't want that kind of responsibility.
Just something floating in the breeze.
So, Shelley.
What?
What would your final words be on, you know, I think I'm more important than I am, or, you know, my long period of sobriety, you know, enables me to talk shit that I really shouldn't be talking?
I think...
Shit talkers with time.
I think that if you get to the point in your program when you find yourself saying phrases like, in my X number of years of time, I've noticed that, or in my experience, I think it should be done, or any kind of authoritarian for anything other than my suggestion might be, or you might want to, or this is what I did. If you're doing anything other than that, you're probably talking out of your ass.
Dun, dun. Mark, what are your final words on the subject of shit talkers with time.
My preference is to be around people who live it more so than people who quote it.
That's a good one.
Mark always throws in the zinger. You know what? I don't even know what my thing is on this. It's like any. I know what my final words on this are. Specifically on one portion of this thing that this one individual is talking about, Shelley. You know what?
What?
If you're on meds and your doctor tells you you need to be on meds, stay on the flipping meds. Because you know what? Your sponsor is not a doctor. Your friends are not doctors. We're all garden variety drunks. And I'll tell you what, I sponsor some guys on meds. I would never presume to all I tell these guys is, you talk to your doctor and you see what your doctor says. Because I am not trained in that. There's no reason for me to talk about that. I know people die because of people telling them they don't need to take meds. So if you're on meds, take your flippin' meds.
Make sure your doctor
now,
knows the whole story.
Now, if you're grinding them up and slamming them or snorting them, that's a different story. But,
Mark brings up a good caveat, though.
What's that?
Make sure your doctor knows the whole story.
Yeah, you have to be honest with your doctor and tell them that you're an alcoholic or an addict or whatever and so that they know. Because otherwise they could try to start prescribing you stuff that you might not need. And then that goes into the category of doctor shopping. And
I tell my doctor that I will remind him of it often, so there's no need for him to put it in my medical records.
Nice.
I just tell everybody anyway. So
I told my doctor when I lived in Oregon that I was a cocaine addict. I mean, that I was currently using cocaine, because I figured if anything ever happened, I wanted him to know. Huh. I mean, there is doctor-patient confidentiality.
They can tell by the swelling between the third and fourth lumbar region of your
back. He could tell by the fact that I was in the doctor's office going, shh, there's a nurse out there. Shelley.
And the track marks on your arms?
Yeah. Who are our friends online?
That would be intherooms.com.
.com.
They run it. Wow, I just had a really horrible feeling of deja vu.
All over again?
Yeah, because we do this every show.
No.
Maybe that's why.
No, like we've done this entire show before. Will somebody please tell me if we've done this entire show before? Where was I? Intherooms.com.
We just finished it.
It's an online recovery community. You can go and put up a profile.
Shelley won.
Put up a profile, meet some people in the AA of your choice, go to online chats and meetings. You can do a blog there. You can blog about your experiences in recovery. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and click on the embedded player and listen while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Awesome, Mark. What are our friends back east? What's happening with them?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
In the city of Bromance.
Brotherly love, baby.
That's it. In Philadelphia.
So
you can go to recovery101.net and scroll down. That would be our site. And you'll see a big-ass banner that says 12-Step Gazette. And you can click there. And you'll go right to the site.
That would be awesome.
I know. And then you can click on all issues. And all the issues will come up. You can click on the issue you want to read. And it'll download. And you can read it right there online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can get the prescription. The subscription prescription.
Don't tell that big book thumper guy.
Yeah. And you can get it sent to you via the United States Postal Service as long as they're still in operation. If you're interested in franchises, contact Bruce directly. You can find the number on his site, and he will give you all the information you need to have the 12-Step Gazette in your own little corner of the world and make yourself a few dollars.
That's awesome. We've got, don't forget, Recovery Idol, 30 to 60 seconds, jingle. It's got to say Recovery 101 in it. You can send those to any of our email addresses. Email addresses for contacting this show are recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, and recovery101radio@hotmail.com. You know what? The recovery101radio@hotmail.com,
yeah.
I don't check that one very often.
So don't send it there.
You know what I think? I think we should go back to the recovery_101@hotmail. We've had that one forever.
Right.
And many people do send things to that, and recovery101radio@gmail.com.
You know why so many people send it to the recovery_101@hotmail address? Because you can click on that one right on our site.
Oh, there you go. You can. And Recovery 101.
Contact us at. And it's
oh.
That
well, that would
there.
Make it easy, wouldn't it?
That's why you get most of them there.
That's at recovery101.net. Oh, and you can join the crack staff, the crack advertising staff, by emailing recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. If you'd like to advertise with us, do it any damn way you please. Any way you want it.
That's the way you need it.
Any way you want it. Oh, we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
Shelly, do we take ourselves seriously?
You guys don't.
Sweet.
I resemble that remark.
Ooh, only Shelly does. Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
AJ's Clean.
Awesome. All everybody, right. Try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
God is doing cartwheels for us today.